and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God change a leader throughout his career to continuously increase his capacity and impact in serving others? Dr. Michael Chan was appointed president of Kamehameha Schools in April 1988. He became the 10th and longest serving president and headmaster of the Kapalama campus, endeared, respected, and dearly loved. Dr. Chan led the campus through extensive redevelopment and navigated the school through decades of change before retiring in 2012, after 24 years. Today, we talk about his journey of faith and the difference Christ has made in his life. Dear friend, where are you today on your journey of faith? Are you far from the Lord? Are you close to the Lord? Are you getting closer to him? We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is really that, to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know how much he loves you, that he indeed knows you, whatever you're facing right now, whatever you're going through, that he loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, dear one, calls you to himself. Can you hear him? Would you open your heart to Jesus? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Dr. Michael Chan serves on numerous boards in Hawaii. He earned his PhD in civil engineering from the University of Kansas. He's married to Baina. Dr. Chan, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
On the island of Oahu, all over, actually. When I stop and think about it, I guess as a child, we lived in Lanikai, we lived in McCully, we lived in St. Louis Heights, we lived in Kualoa. Of course, as a student, when I got into high school at Kamehameha, I lived in Kalihi on the slopes of Kapalama. It was a border there. So, I look at the windward side, I look at town side, and I'm not one of those who grew up on a particular street in Kapuhulu where your generations of families grew up. We kind of moved around, and so it's an interesting question in that I don't claim any particular community to be my community. I look at general parts of the island, like the windward side and East Honolulu, to some extent.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Obviously. My family was a close family, my father and my mother, my parents were very much involved in setting my values, if you will. But and I think that would be true for most people. You know, would look at their parents, and so I. Family in that context was very influential. The other thing about my growing up years is that 13 of them were with Kamehameha. Mm. I started in 1948 as a kindergartner down in McNeil campus, which is just below Makai of, or was Makai of Kalakaua Gym. And then we moved to, in third grade, we moved up to the Bishop Museum campus. And then in the seventh grade, we moved up to the Hill. And the teachers and the staff, they had a very profound impact on me. Kamehameha. So I would say Kamehameha had a very, very important and lasting and enduring impact on me and my values. I mean, I can remember the custodian down at McNeil, Tabata-san, who, you know, they had responsibilities and they had titles, custodian, take care of everything on the campus. And what that meant, though, is they took care of the children as well. So whether you were a teacher or administrator or you were a custodian or a nurse, your responsibilities included taking care of your children. And I remember very vividly one year my father would pick me up after school. And that day he had a meeting, and he worked in Gaspro down in Ivalay. And everybody started to leave. Their parents started to pick. And then I was by myself. And Tabata-san would lock up the gates when the last left. And I remembered, you know how those events traumatize you and it stay with you. And I remember being traumatized because my father, I hadn't learned how to catch the bus home, so I must have been in kindergarten or first grade. But Tabata-san stayed there. I think my father didn't get there till like 5 o'clock in the evening. That was a couple of hours, and he stayed there. And he would not, you know, desert me. He stayed there until my father came, and then he went home. And you know, I always remember, it's those kinds of experiences that stick with you. And, you know, of course, you know, when you live on campus, and at some point in time, I became a boarder. When you start to live on campus, that becomes your community. So that's why I say my family on the one hand and Kamehameha on the other.
Danny, if I could just share, I'm sure that Dr. Chun won't remember this with all the people that admire him and communicate with him and adore him. But before I was on staff at Kamehameha School and only working as a substitute, I had taught in over 70 schools, kindergarten through college, every grade level, because of substituting so much. And I wrote you a letter and said, Kamehameha stands apart from any school, oops, I've ever been a part of. And it was the Ohana, excuse me, and the Aloha spirit. And to this day, I share with people, it's a unique school, blessed by God, teaching God, and a wonderful school. And you were a wonderful part of it.
Oh, you're too kind. Suzanne, she's always been too kind.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tabata-san.
Yeah.
Dr. Chun, in the years as you grew, the school has had such a profound influence on you and you on the school. Through the years, how has your spiritual growth, your journey, your own journey of faith, how did that develop?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how to answer that question. as a young boy, you know, I was raised in the Catholic tradition. My father graduated from St. Louis. My mother graduated from Marino, and And so I went through that as a youngster. But we were not really regular in like many other families, regular in our attendance and our commitment. And so, but, you know, that experience always, you know, I guess instilled in me an understanding and a belief and a faith that indeed there was a higher being, indeed. You know, God was real. And even though I had no relationship with him, and that really went through, you know, going through the my education and embarking on my career, I continued to, I was a, what do you call it, Christmas, Easter Christian. Mm-hmm. And that was the reality.
He says a Christmas, Easter Christian. I wonder if there's a chuckle that goes on in maybe in your heart, or maybe the heart of a friend or family member. Maybe at some point in time in your life, you could relate with Dr. Michael Chun. Certainly, the moment of understanding that, okay, I believe there is a God, but I don't know him. I know about him. I heard about him. I believe that he exists. In fact, I know he exists, but I don't know him. If that's how you feel or how you think, the good news is that you can know him. And not only can you know him, can that be part of your reality, but in knowing him, as in any relationship, it becomes transforming. And because we have an opportunity to relate with God, it's life-changing. And this relationship, even as we come back from our break, Dr. Chun will share more about his journey and how the Lord has prepared him for what he has done. And even so, throughout his life, how the Lord has been with him. Dear one, as you get to know the Lord, you will begin to grow in this relationship of trust, knowing that you can really rely on the Lord. And as you do, the Lord is there to lift you, to strengthen you, to guide you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him. He'll make your path straight.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you know, it's not always that you have the rare opportunity to be with a man of such stature like Dr. Michael Chun. And Dr. Michael Chun, in sharing his time with us, shared a lot of wisdom. And in the process, not only was I appreciative and Suzanne appreciative, but we just sense, our dear listeners, they need to hear this. So as we take this time with him, as he, before our break, was sharing about his journey in this pre-recorded interview, open your heart to what the Lord has to say through you, through the journey, through the story of Dr. Michael Chun. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. And we're grateful that you're with us. Find out more about this program, get it in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And now, here's more with Dr. Michael Chun.
You know, I continue to, I was a, what do you call it? Christmas, Easter, Christian, and that was the reality. When I was, I don't think I was I wasn't an evil person. I probably was a bad person, but not an evil person, because I made my share of mistakes, you know, and done some dumb things, that probably would have continued, perhaps, were it not for that day in April when the trustees invited me into the boardroom to share with Vina and me that they wanted me to lead the school. And, it wasn't like, wow, the lights went on and everything. You know, it was the thunder, you know, roared and the lightning came. And but what it was it made me pause and step back and say, you know, what is this responsibility? What does this entail? And entails young lives. And it was at that juncture that I started to refocus myself on saying, you know, number one, I can't do this by myself. And number two, the school had a tradition of Christian values, and that's something that I had experienced when I was a student. And so when I sat there, I said to myself, you know, I need to walk the walk. I need to, you know, stop just talking about what these young people need in their lives. And so it was at that juncture that I became more thoughtful. It wasn't a transformation over a day, a week, a month. It was, you know, a period of several years that, you know, I started to become more meditative in my decision making, if you will, praying on the big ones, even the small ones, but praying on the big ones, because every decision, or in some way or another, directly or indirectly, every decision I felt would impact a young life. Mm-hmm. And so I remember saying to the to these young people that, you know, when you come to Kamehameha, you know, we're here to enlighten your minds and develop your intellect. We're here to develop your character, your leadership, your social skills, your communication skills. We're here to develop your physical health and physical well-being. We're here, you know, mind, body, spirit. I said, but, you know, and I think we do it pretty well, but if there's only one thing that you leave Kamehameha with, notwithstanding all of the wonderful programs and things we do, if there's only one thing that you leave with, I would pray that you leave with a relationship with God. Because, and you know, I saw, everybody looks at the late 1990s as a pivotal point in the history of Kamehameha, and it was. But it just didn't happen in a period between 1997 and 1999. It was a, you know, it was an evolution. Things were moving. Things were happening at the school, where, you know, I would be asking God every day, why, and also how. Why is this happening, and how do I deal with it? So, you know, I'm not sure if I'm really being responsive to your question, but, you know, it's been a slow journey, one that I look back, I can see the I couldn't see the difference from one day to the other, but I can see the difference between one decade and the other.
Oh, right. You see. You mentioned about early on being aware of a higher being, someone beyond yourself. And as you did that through the years, maybe over the course of decades, at what point did you when you talk about relationship with God, did you really come and say, you know, I have a relationship with God, now I have a relationship, now my relationship with Christ has taken on new meaning? At what point did that happen?
I would think that it was really after I had been at Kamehameha for about 6 or 7 years, maybe 8 years. Leadership, the governance model was not working well at Kamehameha, and you know, I things were happening to the school, to me, and it was a very difficult time. And Suzanne knows, you know, what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. A very, very, very difficult time. What I do know is that were it not for my daily meditations and daily conversations and my daily prayers to God, that would I don't think I would have made it through. Hmm. I do not think I would have made it through. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, you know, he answers your prayers in a lot of different ways, maybe not in the ways you want him to answer, mm-hmm. but, you know, he does answer your prayers. And so throughout that whole time, one of the things, he answered my prayers every single day. And I tell people this. I say, he answered my question. I say, well, you know, when is this going to stop? Why can't you do something about this? Why do you make all this these bad things happening, you know, to our school and wonderful people and on and on and on? But every day he answered my question, my prayers. And he answered my prayers through the children. He answered my prayers through their smiles, their greetings, their hugs, their warmth. I would leave Kawaiʻau Plaza bloodied and battered, and I would come back up to campus, and I'd drive in, and the security guard there would be there to just welcome home. You know, the security guard wasn't there to keep anybody out there off. They were there. He was there to welcome us, and he welcomed me home. And I'd be driving up, and these kids would be running up and down the hill, and they'd be calling out to me, and they'd be laughing, and they'd be joyful. And, you know, I'd see them in the library. I'd see them on campus, and they'd come by, or they'd come by the house, and they'll just pop in and give you a hug. And you know, God was saying, okay, you praying for help, this is, I'm sending these children to you.
This is my answer to your prayer.
This is my answer to your prayer. And my response to people when they ask, you know, how things were going, I said, I got the best job in the world. This is going wonderful. And they would scratch their heads because I said, because of what I just described to you, because I was able to come back and see Suzanne and the little children. And it was that time that I started to understand. It was like 1995, 1996, during that, you know, time when things were starting to go south, that I really began to understand that, you know, God was, in fact, answering my prayers. I may have been praying for, well, I know I was praying for, you know, some
He was praying. He did pray, and the Lord did answer his prayers. You're listening to Dr. Michael Chun, the 10th and longest serving president and headmaster of Kamehameha School's Kapalama campus. He's sharing in this pre-recorded interview. I'm here with Suzanne Maurer. And Suzanne, isn't this a moment where, as Dr. Chun, you were there with him during this very, very trying time, where as he speaks of the Lord's working in his life, it really is something that can remind us of how God can work in our lives, isn't it?
Well, and I'm sitting here, Danny, realizing how privileged I was to be the new Christian ed teacher at the elementary school at that very time. And so Dr. Chun and I would have regular prayer times together, and I got to see him turning more and more to the Lord in that personal relationship, the depth of his prayers. And as he shared with our listeners, he would say that to me, coming back up onto the campus was just so refreshing, so encouraging, so rewarding to him. But he and Bina both really turned to Christ in this time. And it is what sustained him and got him through.
Well, you know, he talks about answering prayers. As we take this moment, this break, he prayed and God answered. And he did mention that God sometimes answered in ways that you wouldn't expect. The hugs of a child, the smile, the joy, the laughter of Keiki. How is the Lord answering your prayers? It might not be exactly the way you want him to answer, but indeed he's answering. Are you aware? Am I aware of how God is answering our prayers? Oh God, help us. Open our eyes to see. Open our hearts to see how you're answering. More in this pre-recorded interview with Dr. Chun when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow,
And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
When you have your hand on the at the helm of a giant ship that's been established for over 100 years, and you're leading at a time of turmoil, moments of deep-seated contention, it really brings out something in you. And of course, I can say it from an outsider's perspective, but we have an inside look of what has gone on, not only around, but certainly within the heart of the leader. At that time, I'm speaking of Dr. Michael Chun, who's the longest-serving 10th and longest serving president and headmaster of Kamehameha Schools of the Kapalama campus. He's with us in this pre-recorded interview, and as he shares about his faith and how his reliance on God and how God heard and answered his prayers, not just from time to time or whimsically, no, but on a daily basis, as he really trusted in the Lord was there to undergird and uplift him. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Again, this is a pre-recorded interview with Dr. Michael Chun. Now, as we go back, let's set our hearts right and open to what the Lord has to say to us through the story of Dr. Chun.
And that, God was, in fact, answering my prayers. I may have been praying for, I know I was praying for, to take the pain away. And rather than taking away the cause of that pain, he was giving me the medicine that I needed. He needed to be sending all these wonderful children to my life. Mm-hmm. So,
Danny, I had the privilege of praying with Dr. Chun several times when I was the Christian ed teacher. And every time, I can vouch for that, his response was, "I'm home. It's wonderful. The kids are great. What more could you want?" And that's what I was trying to refer to earlier. The aloha spirit, the love on that campus, the ohana, is unique and precious.
That's something that you have to work on all the time, though. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. You don't plant it and then let it go. You have to continue to water it. You continue to fertilize it and prune it, and so that the fruit continue to, flourish.
A treasure, a moment of reflection. What do you treasure most as you reflect on your years? as president, headmaster?
I guess it would be relationships with the Haumana, the Kumu, the staff, alumni, parents. One of the neat things about Kamehameha is that we're statewide. So I can get off the airplane at any airport in the state, and I'm going to run into an alumnus, a parent, even students now, because some of them are still, you know, were there when I retired. And it's the relationships that I was blessed with is just priceless, absolutely priceless. So when you talk about, you know, what do I treasure the most, are those relationships that are ongoing. Chaz, right next door, you know, his class is a special class. They're all special, but, you know, being the first one, and they kept reminding me of that. you know, there's this just good and industrious men and women, and I'm just blessed at my life. You know, that I had an opportunity to have been a part of their lives and in those early years, and I'm blessed to be a part of their lives even to today. And so I think if you ask that question of anyone who's been in education, they probably come up with the same answer. And it's true, it's genuine, it's authentic. That is really what matters most.
What lessons would you pass on to an aspiring leader, and generally speaking, in most any vocation, career pursuit, basic principles of leadership? What would you say, Dr. Chun?
Well, you know, I would, my advice to emerging leaders has always been to seek opportunities to serve. Don't seek opportunities to lead. Seek opportunities to serve. The leadership may or may not come with that, but that doesn't matter, because the outcomes of service are far more important. And if you do that well, then I think opportunities to lead will come your way. And that's all about, we talk about servant leadership. Never talk about leadership without the notion of service. It goes, you know, one. You cannot have leadership without service, in my mind. You can't have service without leadership, you know, I mean. Some will live their lives as loyal servants, and they will be rewarded, but that's going to be their role. That's my notion. Or, you know, I mean, there's so many other things, I guess, you could talk about in terms of leadership. What I would, you know, share with, you know, when I talk to young leaders or emerging young people who are about leadership, you know, it's what you've heard before. You know, nothing unique about what I've shared. You know, the fact that, for example, if you're going to lead, you need credibility, and to have credibility, you need to be expert in something. And so you know, you need to develop that expertise in whatever it is, because that will bring you, you know, credibility. And then you have to have, you know, obviously you got to work on your character. That's always, you know, sometimes, you know, some people feel that you got to have skills before you have character. well, just the other way around, really. You know, you need to have character before you can work on your skills. And, you know, just one of the, when you're working with young people, you know, it's just getting to this notion into their head that when you talk about integrity, and it begins with integrity, you know, I talk to them about just do the right thing. You've heard it before, especially when no one is looking. Mm-hmm. You know, just do the right thing. Your character and competence, very important. And, you know, chemistry, that's the other third C, chemistry. Chemistry, when I'm talking about chemistry, is being able to work with people, be able to bring out the best in people, you know, and you know, that's the basic, those are basic, fundamentals of leadership. But to me, for you, people can work on that. The one thing though is that look for service, and look for ways to serve. And even in the humblest of circumstances, service does not mean, well, I'll head this committee, I will be chairman of the board, I will be these things. Service could be, I will flip pancakes.
Flipping pancakes, moments of service, doing
Brother
things,
Andrew,
doing those things that that are needed to be done.
Danny, if I could just jump in, truly, Dr. Michael Chun and his wife, Bina, have servant hearts. And that's what the keiki at Kamehameha Schools got to see. That was modeled for them.
Mm. Well, that goes a long way. I think that's maybe the foundation of a lasting legacy. Mm-hmm. But they're not even looking at legacy, just looking at service. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I look so far, I analyze so much, and I miss the opportunity to serve because I've maybe talked myself out or dreamed myself out of it. But there's the opportunity, and Dr. Michael Chun has certainly set that example for us. And as he explained, doing the right thing. As we take our break, I think this is a moment where maybe it's a gut check for all of us, a moment of personal reflection and evaluation. These are invaluable moments. You know, you hear, you learn wisdom. It's easy to say you learn, but it has to percolate down into our hearts and then work itself out in action. Have you done the right thing? Do you need to do the right thing? Maybe you didn't do the right thing. It's not too late to come back and set things aright. The Lord gives us grace to do that as well, to do the right thing. We'll talk more with Dr. Michael Chun when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So I ask Dr. Michael Chun about advice, you know, what would he say to aspiring leaders in this pre-recorded interview, and he shares. One of the things that he mentioned was chemistry and then bringing out the best in others. Certainly, indeed, what he does, he continues to do. He's done it in this broadcast. He does it in his life. He's done it for so many students and faculty and staff. And we're privileged to have him with us. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, who interestingly, also worked with him, and they're up at the Kapalama campus. Well, today, he shares heart-to-heart with us his story and his journey. Here's more with Dr. Michael Chun.
Service does not mean, well, I'll head this committee. I will be chairman of the board. I will be these things. Service could be, I will flip pancakes. I will clean bathrooms. Suzanne is laughing.
No, but I love that. And I love listening to your heart. What our listeners are hearing right now is the heart of Dr. Chun. And I think we've heard a lot about leadership in the last things he's mentioned. But I don't think you hear enough service. Hmm. Service. It makes all the difference in the world. Thank you.
Did you ever think or aspire when you were studying engineering, developing that expertise in this one thing, that it would lead to your role at Kamehameha Schools for so long?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You see, when I went to school at Kamehameha, it was a different time. And when we graduated, we had no aspirations to come back because there was no place for us to come back to as teacher or as anything else. Perhaps on the as on the operating staff, maybe, but not as in instructional programs. There are a few who did, but basically that was not certainly. None of us would ever have thought to aspire to be president or even principal. When I look back at that, you know, we graduated. Some of us went to college. Some of us went into military. Some of us went into workforce. And I would venture to guess that not one of us, in our class, we had maybe girls and boys. At that time, it was a girls' school and a boys' school. So I always tell people that I graduated with 115 classmates, and the girls say, "Hey, what about us?" I said, "Oh, yeah, that's right." And so, about 230. I don't think any one of us really thought about coming back as teachers or, you know, in counselors or administrators. When I was approached after Jack Darville had announced his retirement, and the board then began a search. I had been approached to put my somebody wanted to nominate me and ask if I was okay, and I was totally perplexed. I said, well, why would, you know, there's not a place for me there. Number one, I'm an engineer. I'm not a elementary secondary education teacher. I taught at the university, but you know, I was totally out of what I thought was out of the not aligned with the needs of school. And so I said, gee, that doesn't make much sense. And I had always been in touch with the school. I served on advisory boards, and my daughter was a student, and I was in, you know, parent and whatnot. So, you know, I always had contact with the schools, but never during that whole period of time ever thought that there would be a place or a role for me at Kamehameha. So when it was explained to me that, you know, they were looking for leadership, and that they were, you know, the responsibility, it was, you know, when they described it, I found out, I think I can do this. It was like a little city. We had a water company, we had a transportation company, we had a trades unit. We had sewer lines to maintain. I did all that when I was with the city county of Honolulu. So I said, hey, maybe I can do this. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And we had great principals, great educators who would, I could rely on for the educational program. And I figured in time I would, you know, learn that as well. So that's when I said, yeah, maybe there might be some alignment here. There might be a fit, and I did, and as it turns out, it was. And I remember two things. I remember telling Bina, let's try it for a year or two and see how we feel with this, okay? And we ended up staying 24. So within the 6 months, I knew that this is what I wanted. The other thing, too, is that I remember Papa Lyman was the chairman of the board, and then he talked about moving to campus. And I said, you know, Papa said, would it be okay if I just lived in my own home in Kaneohe? And we could use the Hale Pelekekena, which is the home of the president, for you know, dinners and that way, you know, I think we can handle that. And in his wisdom, you know, Papa says, well, you know, she says, you know, that's something that we can think about, but can I just ask you, or just bounce this one off of you? And I said, sure. He says, what do you think it would look like the board appoints the first Kamehameha graduate, the first Hawaiian, to be president of Kamehameha Schools, and the first thing we do is kick him off of campus? What do you think people would see? How would people look at that? And I looked at him, I said, not too good. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll come back on campus. And he said, but if you give it a try. If you don't like it, then that'll be your decision. It's not going to be our decision. I said, great. Again, in 6 months, I knew that there was the only place I could be, you know, right in the middle of what was happening, and, you know, being able to have the kids over, watch the kids going to breakfast, watch the kids going to dinner.
So Dr. Chun is talking, yeah, about there being on campus, Suzanne, watching the kids go to breakfast, watching the kids go to dinner, like a father.
Yes.
Like a father watching his children.
And their home was open 20, really in many ways, 24/7.
And there's this other aspect to it too, which intrigues me, even as Dr. Chun was talking, being there on campus, the uniqueness of that and the process of what it took for him to be there. It's like God, you know, when God comes into our lives, He doesn't come periodically in and out. Mm. He comes in and he makes his home in our heart.
Yes.
He comes to dwell with us and in us there always.
Never to leave.
And what an interesting parallel that is. And that's a reminder, really, of the Lord's love for you, dear one. Even as we've shared in this pre-recorded interview with Dr. Michael Chen, actually, it's part one of a two-part feature that we've shared with him. So many things that he's talked about. And just, you know, in those moments when things, you just sort of have a chance to unwind together and then reflect on those moments, gems emerge in the
process.
Very
special. Very special. And I'm sure our listeners are hearing his a very tender heart, a very caring heart.
And I think that's what is drawing. It draws us. It's engaging to us because tenderness.
Yes.
And love is that what the world needs, that what our hearts need.
And that's what our Lord offers us.
And that's what one of my favorite songs is, softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling. Jesus, yeah, that's how we got the name of our ministry, by the way. But yes, yeah, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Can you hear him, dear friend? If you've turned your back on God, if you've walked away from God, if you feel as though God cannot take you in because of what you've done or where you've been, oh, my friend, he loves you and Jesus Christ is calling you. Stay with us for part two now of this two-part series with Dr. Michael Chen. But for now, we hope that you've been encouraged, even moved by this story of Dr. Michael Chen, his sharing with us. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. We hope you do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Dr. Michael Chen. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.